Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hold on, everybody. We have sitting down right now over there with Swag, Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule.
Hey,
we got 5 minutes with Coach.
Let's go. Joining us now is the head football coach at the University of Nebraska, Coach Matt Rhule. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes for us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Look, it is it's an exciting time with the Big Ten kind of expanding. We're out here in Portland, Oregon. What is it like for you as you've seen the world of college football shift from, you know, before you went to the NFL to in the NFL and now coming back to Nebraska? What's it like for you to see the University of Nebraska in the Big Ten and now we have four West Coast schools joining the party?
Well, it's a lot of change. I wasn't too fired up when they said Oregon was coming. I was like, why are we doing that? And that's nothing but respect for the Ducks. But, no, I mean, I think what we've created here is we've created like a, you know, mini NFL, you know, coast to coast, different play styles, different, you know, weather, different time zones, and we're going to have a national product.
When you take a look at where your guys are at Nebraska now, holistically, what is the mentality, the mindset of getting into this conference now that is kind of, like you said, the quasi-mini NFL? Does the mentality have to change, not just for you guys, but the entire conference as a whole to get into the college football playoff?
Yeah, you know, I think the hope is that, you know, the at least four teams from this league get into the playoff. I mean, you don't have to run the table because you're playing too hard of a schedule. You know, when they added you guys, they added USC, UCLA. Like, those used to be great non-conference games. Now they're like your regular season. And so I think, you know, the hope is that at some point, you know, you could be 10-2, 9-3, and still know you're going to the playoff if you're that good of a team. And I think teams are also going to have to build themselves to not just get to the playoffs, but find a way to win those games. You know, how are you gonna compete once you get into the playoff? And so, there's a lot of unknowns, and really the best minds will figure things out the quickest.
We were talking to Pete Thamel earlier from ESPN, and he said that, you know, we're talking about the difference in college football now and the way head coaches operate. And we've seen, you know, guys like Nick Saban talk about after the Rose Bowl, you know, the way his locker room reacted, that didn't sit well with him. And I asked him, you know, what is the main thing when you look at the most important quality for a modern college football coach? And he said connectivity. As a guy who's in the thick of it, what do you think is the main and most important quality you have to have in coaching a college football team now that has NIL, the transfer portal, and the mega conference that the Big Ten has become?
Well, I think it takes a lot of different things. I think connectivity is a great answer. You know, I think the key is, you know, you can acquire a lot of talent, but can you build a team? And can you reach all the different players? As players get more power via transferring and the ability to make money, they're gonna sift through who they really believe in and who they don't. And so I think, you know, that connectivity allows you to get recruits, but also allows you to keep them. It also allows you to build a roster that, hey, we're not all getting the same thing anymore, yet we still have to have a sense of brotherhood. And that takes special people who can do that. And I think that's the key to me, because lots of guys can call plays. I can hire guys to call plays, but someone has to set a vision of brotherhood that's really, really hard to do.
That's something that, whether it was at Temple or Baylor or now Nebraska, I mean, that's something that, as I followed your career, you have always kind of preached. What has changed in you as a head coach in the way that you handle your team, and the biggest change that you could say from when you took over at Temple to where you are now?
Probably a little more patient. You know, I think, you know, you start doing this, you start looking back, and, you know, players that I coached at Temple are, you know, they're deceased. They've moved on from this world. And you start saying to yourself, like, man, I only have these guys for a short amount of time. I've always been a person who believes that, you know, I'm here to help young people be their best. But at the same time, you know, I also don't know what everyone's going through. And whereas I used to talk first, listen second, now I try to listen first, talk second. I'm still, you know, I still like to think of myself as a tough guy, still demanding and accountable, but it's all done in love and caring. You know, I think our young people are, you know, they have more things happening to them now than ever before. And, you know, a lot of them don't know who they can count on. And I want my players to know that they can count on me.
In that kind of same vein, in the landscape of college football changing, not only is that connectivity and the coaching, but Nebraska in particular was a fortress of solitude when they put up that gate of 500 miles around it. And the way that recruiting is done and the transfer portal and all of the different things that are changing, what are the things that you have to prioritize now at a Nebraska specifically that you didn't have to worry about 20 years ago?
I think we have to find players who are going to stay. When things are going well, they're having success and someone comes in and tries to buy them away from us. I'm always trying to find the guys that are in it for the long run, because I think what we're going to see at some point is the teams that win in college football are going to be the ones that have a veteran team. You know, you think back to Washington last year, you know, obviously Penix, you know, he had transferred at one point, but he had been there for, you know, I think 3 years. You know, obviously you guys had Bo, and he had been there for several years. You know, I'm always saying to myself, hey, who's looking for the bigger, better deal, or who wants to come to Nebraska? And if I can find guys that really want to be at Nebraska, they're going to be there through the thick and thin. Then, you know what, they'll get better, and the team will improve, and we'll find ways to win.
Love it. Coach, I know that you're up against it. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes to sit down with us. Ducks not on the schedule this year, but hopefully the Cornhuskers in Oregon cross paths soon on the Big Ten schedule. We appreciate your time. Good luck this season.
We'd be happy to play you guys here in the Big Ten championship game.
Let's
wish you guys the best.
Let's see it.
We'll try to do our part.
All right. Coach Matt Rhule, Nebraska Cornhuskers head coach.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.